Welcome to Faro Airport in the Algarve in Portugal. Day 27 of the month and day 27 of Audiomo. And when I get back to Cork, I'm going to make about 10 audios in 2 days and give them all Audiomo numbers. Hello.
Pause it, yes.
I did hope that this would be a relaxed Audiomo, but it's turned into a bit frenetic because we need to get on the plane and I'm being rushed onto the plane. So this will have to be all, I'm afraid. Welcome to Ryanair. Family, low fares, allocated seated, just walking gently towards the entrance to the airplane. I'm sure not all of you have ever been on a Ryanair flight. Ryanair, an airline that began as a very low-cost airline and saved Irish people an absolute fortune, perhaps loads of other people too. And I like Ryanair, but they also got a reputation, deservedly, for being hard as nails. Turn up 1 minute late at the check-in and you weren't let on the plane. In recent years, like the last 2 years, they've said that they're going to soften their approach. And it's true, they have softened their approach. They're less militaristic and rigid. But they still make you do things like go out in the rain, save money by not booking one of these things that slots up against the side of the aeroplane. The answer.
I take that for you.
So, on we go. We're a party of five and three of us are in seats alongside each other. And my father-in-law and mother-in-law are about 10 seats apart. 12 actually. This is the wind in Portugal. And this is what I hate doing. This is queuing up to get on the airplane while standing on the tarmac with the sun beating down. If we were in another country, we could as easily be standing in the rain, getting poured on. The airport has a movable corridor which would let us onto the plane without standing outside, but I'm guessing that one of the reasons the flights are the price they are is that Ryanair don't book that facility and thereby save money. And we thereby save money. But we suffer for it. So, looking forward to tuning in to Audiomo when I get back to Cork. Looking forward to joining in the Festival of Audio. I guess my main priority would be to listen. There are many people doing Audiomo whose audios I haven't listened to while I've been on holidays. I guess that's because it was a holiday. 1 week in the south of Portugal, and I wish I were staying here longer. So, with thanks to you, even if you haven't listened, I'd like to thank you for existing.